Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Nick Cale off today, feeling that Tito's flu after a big win last night against the Cleveland Browns, of course. He put some money down. He won. He posted on social media at 9:43 p.m. and then at 3 a.m. was sick and couldn't come into work. So I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports, of course, joining us here for our weekly segment on picks against the spread. Make a little money for some folks around the world of football heading into the weekend. Lee, welcome to the show, my friend. Let's start here locally with the Vanderbilt Commodores, a critical game for Derek Mason and that team. They will be playing the Kentucky Wildcats. Kentucky right now, a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, and there's a pretty good chance both of these coaches will not be there at the end of the year, which you don't like to see, but hearing that Stoops wants to move on to Florida State, but they're giving his older brother an ultimatum. He's got until this weekend to decide on the job, and Derek Mason, could be pink slipped in the next couple weeks. Here's the problem: if you take Kentucky, do you really want to lay double digits with a kid who's really a receiver and they're a run only threat? So, if I'm Vandy, I load the box. I put 8-9 guys in the box and I make them beat me with a pass here. And problem for Vanderbilt: they're in their sixth season. They really have never developed a quarterback this season, and it shows. And you can get by. You can mask a lot of weaknesses if you have a good quarterback here. And Kentucky with Vandy, UT Martin, and Louisville, they need two wins for a bowl. I think they get it 20-14, but I think Vandy finds a way to cover here.
LSU minus 21 versus Ole Miss. LSU have had some big games this season. I don't think none bigger than the one last week. Do you think there's – I know it's a 21-point They're giving them 21 points, or they're getting 21 points. Do you think there's any letdown by LSU?
You know, if there ever was a week, this is it. And I don't like to play teams on the due to win, due to have a letdown, but this might be the case here. I mean, it's really tough. You played the game, and it's tough to get really sky high for a second straight week after you win your game of the year. And give the LSU kids credit. This wasn't really a six-point win. They dominated the game. So I just think that when you look at their opponent, you got a team that's got to be feeling, okay, we'll take some shots here. They've certainly improved over the last couple weeks. And Ole Miss, they're 2-4 straight up, but they're 5-1. If it wasn't for a fumble return in the Texas A&M game, they would right now have a perfect 6-0 spread the last 6 weeks. So, they got a quarterback, John Rhys Plumlee, that can run the football, 177 rushing yards last week. And I just think that, like I said, this is a letdown game. I see LSU winning this game something like 42-24, but 21 points, I think it's just a little too much.
Georgia Bulldogs travel to Auburn, Deep South's oldest rivalry, and Georgia, in theory, could lose this weekend and lose to A&M, two tough games. Florida could win out, and Florida could win the division. So they still have a lot to play for. They're in the playoff hunt. They still could have a chance to get into the SEC championship, win that, and get to the playoffs. So everything's on the line here. Great offensive line for Georgia, great defensive line for Auburn. Georgia only a 2.5-point favorite on the road.
And a lot of people look at this line, they'll say, okay, Auburn is a home underdog. Home field's so important in the SEC. But here's the problem. How much has Auburn improved since last year? They lost the game last year to Georgia. They were outstated 522-274, and that was with Auburn having Jarrett Stidham at quarterback. Bo Nix, in the four games, how has he done versus ranked opponents? He has not thrown for more than 177 yards in any of the four games. Jake Fromm, on the other hand, big games in the two games versus ranked opponents versus Notre Dame. He completes 77% of his passes. Florida, 67% of his passes. I know the Auburn defensive line is good, but the Georgia defense is just flat out better. Number one in red zone defense. And how about this? I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've seen this. After nine games, not one team has rushed for a touchdown against this defense. And since Whitlaw went out injured for Auburn as their running back, not the same running game. DeAndre Swift, this kid's going to be playing the NFL for the next 10 years. He is a superstar. I like Georgia by double digits here, 24-13.
Oh, yep. Wow. I think the big game in the NFL, at least in the AFC right now, Baltimore-Houston. Baltimore is -4 in this game. With the way Baltimore has been playing, they've been lights out. Houston has been lights out as well. Two quarterbacks that are comparable. How do you see this game going? Is this line where it should be?
Well, I think it's a trap game. And what happens is the public bets a lot of times what they see last. And not a lot of people watch the Houston games unless it's a Sunday night or a Monday night game. You've seen Baltimore. You've seen Lamar Jackson. He's having, except for Russell Wilson, those two guys right now are by far, they're having MVP season. So you saw him upset New England. You saw him just destroy Cincinnati with one of the greatest runs we've seen in the last couple decades. And you're going to say 4 points? Oh, all they got to do is score more than a touchdown, more than Houston. I think it's a trap. Deshaun Watson, if not for those two guys, he'd be the MVP. Carlos Hyde, great pickup by them. I mean, right before the season, under the radar pickup, he's averaged almost 5 yards a carry, ran for over 700 yards on the season. And people think of Baltimore as having this great home field advantage. Well, the last 10 games, they're just 2-7-1. Their defense, you think of them having all these sacks and these takeaways, just 14 sacks on the year and 11 takeaways. Baltimore is going to win in a thriller, 35-34, but Houston's going to find a way to cover the 4 points spread. Yep.
New England, Lee Sterling joining us here from Paramount Sports. New England versus Philly, rematch of the Super Bowl, New England off the bye, angry about the loss to Baltimore 2 weeks ago. All of this screams New England. Am I right?
Yeah, it does. And here's what everyone's waiting for. Doug Peterson in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52 against New England, he called the perfect game. I mean, we're waiting for another game like that from him, and we just haven't seen it here. So Bill Belichick off a bye, 4-1, straight up and against the spread. This is where he does his best work. And just think that you're going to see New England go after that Philly secondary. They're banged up, and Tom Brady and Mohamed Sanu right now, they're developing an incredible chemistry. So I think that comfort level is really starting to come around, and I think New England's the right side here, 30-17.
My fantasy team totally agrees and loves hearing your Mohamed Sanu commentary after I grabbed him a couple weeks ago. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, tell everybody what you're offering this week for all your clients.
Well, if they want to get my game of the week, Alabama, Mississippi State, it's all of a sudden interesting now that Tua looks like will not start the game. Mac Jones will start in his place. So you want to get Alabama, Mississippi State for free, just call 800-400-9741. And how about this, guys? Last week, my biggest play of the year, a 50-unit play on Illinois, +14.5. They win outright. So on these 40-plus unit plays last 12 years, a 40-17 documented record. How about this? I found another 40-unit play for this weekend. If anyone hops on board, we don't call it November around here. We call it Dovember. It's my three-week package, just $247. If I don't win my 40-unit play and you come aboard, you get the rest of the season through the Super Bowl for free. It's all available right now, ParamountSports.com.
There you go. Lee Sterling, thank you so much, man. Best of luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Good stuff there. Dovember.
Let's get that dough.
He always comes up with these names.
He's been using that one for a few weeks.
Dovember.
I know like the Movember thing was a thing with the mustaches in November. Is that still a thing this year? Is that being done? I don't know. I'm very out of touch.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever. You're like Mr. Cool over there.
I've had my head in the sand, man. I've had my head in the sand.
So we'll have our picks against the spread, of course, coming up. Do we make Chase McCabe pick for Nick again? This is the second Friday he's missed.
Nah, since I'm bad at this, I should pick for Nick.
Yes, I love it. Yes, thank you, Marquise.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent addition to the program there, Marquise. I love that. That's coming up at 9:30. Of course, Crispy coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk with him in about 20 minutes. When we come back, the Titans are on bye. The Vols are on bye. You got everybody on bye. It's an off weekend, not for the Preds. Back on the ice on Saturday night after a couple of days off. What do we expect to see? What do we want to see from a home stand? We'll get to that with the Nashville Predators when we come back right here on ESPN Radio. If you miss any of the show, by the way, we've talked Miles Garrett, who basically assaulted Mason Rudolph yesterday. We've also talked Gino Auriemma, Penny Hardaway, Titans contracts. We're going to talk Preds here coming up in just a few minutes. If you miss any of that, just fantastic content. We have moved our on-demand audio to Apple and Spotify. Search Morning Drive in Apple or Spotify or log on to thegamenashville.com and find our daily audio. Rate, review, and subscribe today. Rate, review, and subscribe. Yesterday, Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. Nick Kale not feeling too hot today under the weather. We talked to Peter Laviolette yesterday, and he knows he's getting questions about his defense. We've talked about the defense on this show, I don't know, basically the entire season. 7 games out of their 18 games, they have given up at least 5 goals. They have lost 5 out of 6 games. And even though he yesterday, Peter Laviolette, was very defensive isn't the right word. He was quick to point out how much better he thinks his team has been on defense over the last stretch of games, the last 8 or 10 games since the beginning. And he pointed out, look, you know, Vancouver got to 5 because of an empty netter, fair point. Colorado got to 9. We just throw that away because it's 9 goals and it's the worst period in Predators history, so it doesn't make any sense really to try to put anything on that. And of course, the bad third period against Calgary. And he sort of just, okay, all right, hey, in the last 8 or 10 games, we've been really good, except for these moments. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, okay, coach, that's fine. I'll give it to you. I'll acknowledge that you've been better. You like the fact that you're not giving up high-danger chances. You like that the scores in general have been lower. You like where you're at right now. Well, now you're back home after a long road trip. You got 3 games, Saturday against Chicago, Tuesday against Winnipeg, and Thursday against Vancouver. Go out and show us that what you said to us yesterday on the show is reality.
Yeah, because, I mean, he – and he wasn't wrong.
Right,
you
exactly.
know, they have played games where they have shut individuals out. They have kept them to a goal or two. But then there are those games where they've given up 4, 5, 6, 7 goals.
9
goals. So I'm with you. Now that we kind of got through that, what do you do moving forward? Now that you recognized it and you've said those were, for the most part, the last couple of outings we played fairly well. You got to look back at the games we played well. I think everybody's just focusing on, you know, giving up the set 9 goals and 5 goals and 7 goals and not looking at what we did and shutting people out or holding them to 1 goal. Okay, if that is indeed the case, which it is, then you know, y'all need to go out and prove that y'all can do it consistently now moving forward. We know there's going to be games in there where you're going to give up 3, 4 goals every now and then, but it can't be the 6, 7 goals that it was, you know, a couple of weeks ago. We can't have that anymore. Yeah. You know, you're going to lose some games, you know, 3-4 or 2-4, but it can't be 9 to whatever. You can't be giving up that many goals as a team.
Yeah, and he rattled off, listen, the win streak that when they won 4 straight and won 5 out of 7, you know, when they went through that streak, it was 1 goal to Anaheim, shutout against Minnesota, 2 against Tampa, you know, shutout Chicago. They were playing really well through 2 periods against Calgary and then sort of choked at the end of that, only gave up 2 to New York, gave up 1 to Detroit, and then the Colorado game. So he was quick to run through all of those numbers yesterday, and rightly so. They're accurate. But, again, as Dante Fabbro gets older and more experienced, you expect his play to be more consistent on a shift-to-shift basis. You know what Roman Josi, Ellison, Ekholm give you from those three in that particular situation. So, again, you're playing Chicago, who is right now going with all their young players. You have dominated this team recently. You know, it's still a rivalry game. This is one of those where you need to handle your business after you've lost 5 out of 6. Winnipeg is got its own issues right now. And then Vancouver, of course, which also has got a lot of young, talented players, they beat you with 5 goals just a couple days ago. So this next 3 games, it feels like they need to show us that that trend that Coach LaViolette was talking about yesterday, show us that that trend is still a thing. Additionally, I want to see, there's a couple players I think that over the next chunk of games, Mikhail Granlund gets off the schneid a little bit, breaks his point streak, gets a goal off a deflection. Him and Craig Smith, they're both fighting for their contract lives. Kyle Turris fighting for his contract life. His production has slowed over the last few weeks. Those three guys, there is going to be some cap casualties on this team. They are all fighting for contracts. And as I said yesterday, and Adam Vingan wrote a big story about this on The Athletic, what do the Predators do with Mikhail Granlund? And he's going to be looking for he's 28 in February. He's going to be looking for his 28-year-old contract, which is generally a 4 or 5-year deal worth as much money as possible. Because it's sort of the last crack at the big contract. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Predators have any desire to even come close to matching what a 5.75 million AAV would look like. Or I don't even know if they want to go to 5 million for him. He hasn't shown them anything yet. So over these next 5, 10, 12 games, those three guys need to really start to show up.
Yeah, because if certain areas of this team doesn't get better, then what do you do as a head coach and a GM? Do you, you know, make some changes? So, because we know, we understand that, yeah, it's great to score goals during the season, but defenses win championships. You got to be able to shut people down, you know, entering into the playoffs and definitely the Stanley Cup round. And I believe this team, from an offensive standpoint, they have a Stanley Cup winning team. They just need to get things situated consistently on the defensive side of the puck or the ice. So, you know, if that means...
I think the defensive side of the puck works.
Yeah, I can say that.
I think that works.
Yeah, defensive
side of the puck. I never thought of it that way, but I think that works.
Yeah, I'm going to say that for now.
There you go.
The defensive side of the puck. So if that means them making a trade with guys like Mikhail Granlund or someone else, guys that you know at the end of the season you might part ways with anyway, then that's what you do. You make the trade, and but you need back commodity right now. I wouldn't trade away any of my draft picks. I wouldn't trade away a draft pick to try to fix the situation. I would try to trade within what I have on the team now.
I think you ride or die with what you got right now. I think, you know, maybe you want to go get a bigger net front presence. Maybe like they did last year with Brian Boyle again, because that could still be an issue. But scoring's not been the problem.
No, it hasn't.
I know Arvidsson's small, but he can play in front of the net. You don't want to ask him to do that too much. And you need the Austin Watsons of the world.
We saw what happened to him in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, he gets pushed around a little bit.
So we'll
see what happens. Chicago again, puck drop at 7 o'clock tomorrow, back home at Bridgestone Arena. Also want to remind everybody that we here at ESPN 102.5 The Game Nashville, we're giving one lucky listener and a guest a chance to get to Dallas for the Olympic Winter Classic Celebration Flyaway. We already gave away one qualified winner this morning. Kevin Lee is a qualifier now. We've got one more chance to qualify in the 11 a.m. hour, so make sure you're listening there for your chance to qualify. And the 3 p.m. hour, you got to name the Pred, all that good stuff. We've been doing it for a while now, so you know how it works. But the winner, this is your last chance, 11 a.m., 3 p.m. today, your last chance to get on that, because the winner will be announced today during Jared and the GM at 5:30. Again, you get round-trip airfare, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to see Scannard at the American Airlines Center on New Year's Eve, and a pair of tickets, of course, to the Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic, Preds, Stars, Cotton Bowl, New Year's Day. Phenomenal. Prizes courtesy of Outback Presents. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com. But again, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., your last two chances to qualify. And then today at 5:30, you'll get a chance. You'll actually have a winner. We'll actually be giving away that giant prize pack.
Absolutely.
To one lucky winner and a guest. So that'll be pretty cool. Again, 11 and 3 and then 5:30. Those are the numbers you need to know right here. We got Crispy coming up in just a few minutes, but let me tell you guys about my good friends, my wonderful friends at Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. We're not using the other guys anymore. We've been using Spring Hill Heating and Cooling for over a year now. My family does, because we trust the work that they do. Straight up, that's the bottom line. They come to your house. They treat your house with care and respect. They treat your business with care and respect. And they're not going to charge you bloated, you know, overinflated corporate prices, because they're locally owned, more than two decades of experience in Middle Tennessee. They've got great financing options in case that emergency hits this wintertime when the weather's really cold and you got the in-laws at the house. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling knows that you're not just going to write a check, you know, out of the blue for a brand new unit. A brand new HVAC, when you got the in-laws in town, you got to get it fixed right now. So Spring Hill Heating and Cooling will come out to your house, give you the full diagnostic, lay out all the information so you can make the best decision for your family. And then they'll provide you with some great financing options. How about no interest, 5 years for new equipment for qualified buyers? That's phenomenal. There's zero interest there for 5 years. If you need to replace your entire unit and you're qualified and it's new equipment, boom, right there. You get no interest for 60 months. That's tremendous customer service. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, they've been doing it forever. They're locally owned. They know Nashville better than anybody else. That's why my family uses Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and we're not using the other guys anymore. It's just the straight-up truth. They're the best. So give them a call. Check them out, springhillac.com. Proud sponsors of Smashville Live, springhillac.com. springhillac.com. Some days you blast off, Derek. Some days you choke. That's how it goes. Morning Drive, ESPN. 102.5 The Game, and Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here on the program. My main man, Crispy, of course, brought to you by the Highland Group. Crispy, how are you, my friend?
Gentlemen, I'm fine, thank you. It's always a great day when I get up in the morning, have my coffee, and have a chat with you guys and just see how the whole world's spinning in your area.
Hey, Crispy, if coffee just disappears just for that morning, what are you going to do, Crispy? What do you do?
Red Bull. Straight Red Bull.
You know what? No, it would probably be I'd have to just pick up and call my buddy Jack. Yeah, you got it, didn't you? Okay.
Crispy, I don't think you're supposed to say that part out loud. I think you're supposed to keep that part quiet.
Crispy's being honest. I don't blame you, Crispy.
No. I meant my Jack is my neighbor.
Right.
Okay.
Intrude.
Oh, we get it.
We know. Lynchburg's right down the road. We got it. We talked to Coach Laviolette yesterday about the defense, and certainly they gave up five to Vancouver. One's an empty netter. I get it. The Colorado Avalanche, now they've given up five goals. Again, I know they've played better on defense in the last few weeks, but they have still given up a lot of goals this year. Peter Laviolette yesterday was very clear on how he's much happier with the way they've played on defense. Have you seen the same thing that he's talking about, that this is a better team on defense? It's just been some strange circumstances that have led to some bizarre things. Have you seen in the last 5 or 10 games that they fixed their defensive problems?
Yeah, you know what? In some areas I have, and in some areas it's the same thing that happens, and I think the word is too consistently that's happening to us. The one area that we get is we're getting our goaltenders are stopping that first shot. We're back. We're in defensive zone. We're ready. And yet when our goalies make that first save and there's a rebound or a loose puck, I just feel that we have to know where it is. We have to get to it first. Our goaltenders can't smother it every time. Our goalies can't be expected to make 1, 2, 3 saves and smother the puck. So I think I'd like to see a little more cleanup around that area is they're going to get shots. You can't stop shots all night long. But if they do get them, don't let them get the second and third shots, bing, 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 on your goaltender like that. So that's the one area where if I'm looking at our team, I say, I wish our guys could just maybe get to those loose pucks a little quicker with a little more confidence and control it.
Now, I mean, Crispy, I think, some problems you're able to fix quicker than others. I think if you have an offensive problem, it's a little bit harder to fix that offensive problem. I think if you have a defensive problem, it's more so paying attention to detail. Doing the things necessary, being disciplined. Do you see that as some ways the Nashville Predators can fix some of these inconsistencies with their defense? If you just pay attention to detail, do the things we're asking you, be responsible and attentive to what's going on, then some of these problems that we're having defensively can be fixed easy.
Yes. That's the blueprint right there, and you're just hitting the puck with a slap shot on that one. And we've always said before, offense is fun. When you're in the other team's zone, you're offense, you're firing pucks, you're making plays, you're skirting around. Defense is hard work, and hard work means, as you just said that phrase, pay attention to detail. Have your head in a swivel, please. You got to know if you're playing even strength. There's 5 jerseys out there, 5 opposition jerseys. You, as a player, should know at least where one is because he's your man to cover one. 5-on-5, you're playing man-on-man coverage. If you're standing there in the middle of nowhere and nobody's talking to you or offering you a coffee, you have to know. You're not doing your job. You got to pick somebody up. And the other area defensively is, and you see it more and more, most of the plays now, and we're a team that can attest to that, are starting back at the points. The defensemen are controlling all the plays offensively against you. They're firing the puck. They get it deep. They throw it back to the D. They're moving it back. They're getting the good shots. They're getting the guy that's open down low as a net to him. I just think that one of the areas that I'd like to see is eliminate the other team's defensemen. Take them out of the play totally. And I go back to when I played, when I coached, and we found out that if you eliminate those two guys back in the point, and I don't mean that you have to live with them or be part of the unit, but be aware of them and just take away the chances, the shots they're getting, you'd be surprised how much more you control your own zone.
Terry Chris joining us here on Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. And as far as Mikael Granlund and Craig Smith go, just with Granlund, Crispy, what group, because obviously Peter Laviolette loves to move the lines around, and that's just part of the job of being an NHL coach, is you sort of tinker and you mess with things so that you know what you've got come playoff time. Where have you seen Mikael Granlund succeed the most?
Probably when he was playing up front with who they have on it was the one line that they put. It was sort of a mixture line.
Was it Johansson? Was it Forsberg and Duchesne at the beginning?
Yeah, Forsberg, Duchesne, and Granlund. He seemed to fit in comfortably. Thank you. I sort of hit a blank there. That's when he was playing his best hockey. He realized that he had to get himself loose. He realized that he had speed. He had two good guys with the puck that if he got open, 8 out of 10 times they were going to find him and get him the puck. And he did have good scoring chances. And that's one of the areas now where I was sitting watching the game the other night, and you can go back over quite a few of these games. We can bury teams early. We get great scoring chances early. If you go back over our history this season so far, heck, in the first 10, 12, 14 minutes, we get breakaways. We can have two breakaways. We'll have wide open nets, and we don't bury them. We hit a post. We shoot. I don't know where this high and wide shot start coming from, but I think if you talk to our analytic guys, they would say to you that probably 7 out of 10 of our shots are going high and wide of the net, which I don't understand why. But if we buried, and again, it's not that the guys don't want to score. Let's be honest. I mean, that's bread and butter. That's winning games. But we have to be, I think, more determined that we're going to bury these chances we get. Then we're playing from the lead. We give our goaltenders a chance to breathe a little easier, make the team chase us. I just wish in the early going that we would bury the scoring chances we get. And I mean point-blank scoring chances, not maybes, not from peripheral shots or whatever. And when you're getting them, let's be honest, you're working at it. You're deserving them. You're making the right plays. But you got to bury them. And you'll hear me say so often when I do this thing is, yeah, I love shots on that. Yes, I like hits. Yes, I like this and this. I want finish. And finish means you put the puck over the goal line.
So you just brought up an interesting point because I guess my question, you coached in a time where the analytics weren't a thing. It was about goals, getting the puck across the line like you're talking about. But now we live in a world where you've got Corsi scores and defensive zone shifts and offensive zone shifts and all that stuff's important. How do you balance? How do you think? Because clearly Peter Laviolette uses the analytics of this as well, but there also has to be sort of an eye test sort of angle to all of this. How do you balance? How do you think analytics have changed the game? And, do you care as much about points, right? Do you care, like, oh, it's a 12-game point streak or whatever. Like, do you think that's overblown, the stat, goals, assists, and points?
No, I just want wins. To me, I need points are what I want. I want wins. I got to have them. But I can tell you this, and if the coaches are being honest in today's age, and when I was through there, analytics to me could have been one of my relatives way up north somewhere. The last name Analytic, because I wasn't sure who the heck, Uncle Analytic or whoever he was. But I could tell you when I left my bench after a game, I could tell you my analytics, who was dogging it that night, who didn't show up that night, and who come to play that night, and who had the song game. And that hasn't changed. I guarantee you, you ask Coach Laviolette, throw the analytics out the window. And after a game, you sit down with him and you're chatting with him in his office, he'll tell you right to a T what players played up to their potential, what players played above their potential, what guys didn't show up for that given night. To me, that's the real analytics of a coach, knowing immediately and then not waiting for somebody to put it all down in print and whatnot. And that's why Coach Lav is such a good coach, is that when he sees that, when he's changing his lineups around a bit like he has to, like all coaches do, it's what he sees in his mind behind that bench. Not what he reads on a piece of paper or looks out on a video. It's what he knows in his mind, in his heart, he has to do.
Terrence Arthur Chris, brought to you by the Highland Group. Crispy, thank you so much, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch you downtown here against the Blackhawks right here on Saturday night.
See you guys. Hawks are in town always at Saturday night. Smashville, look on the plaza. We'll see you there and stay with us. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for the call.
There you go. Thanks, Crispy.
Appreciate it, Crispy.
Yeah, I like that. Chicago on the plaza. You got the Saturday night in Smashville. It's all good stuff, man.
Saturday night in Smashville.
All good stuff. A three-game homestand for the Preds. They'll play Chicago Saturday night, Winnipeg on Tuesday, and Vancouver on Thursday. Again, pregame coverage at 6, puck drop at 7 tomorrow night right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And again, want to remind everybody, you only have two more chances to qualify for our Winter Classic Celebration Flyaway. That's 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. We got Kevin Lee qualified this morning already, so you have two more of those. And then we're giving away the grand prize. No more qualifying. At 5:30 today, be listening to Jared and the GM, and we will announce the grand prize winner. That's round-trip airfare, hotel. You get to see Skinner. You get to see the Preds.
Pretty Leonard, cool. Skinner.
Pretty cool gig.
Preds.
That's Leonard, not Skinner. One person. You know that, right?
It's not.
I'm just.
So it's Leonard
look,
through this and then Skinner.
Through this entire giveaway.
Yeah, it was like Hall Notes.
Which is an amazing giveaway. It's an awesome job, and we're very proud to be able to give this to our audience. But the only thing I've cared about and wanted you to learn is that Leonard Skinner is not one person.
Okay, is it?
It's the only thing I've cared about.
Leonard Skinner. Is that their last name?
No, Derek.
So
not.
Who's Leonard? And
nobody.
Where did they come up with the
this
name
is
Leonard
the whole
Skinner?
Point. This is the whole point.
No, there has to be a reason
yes,
why they came
is
up
a,
with Leonard Skinner.
There is a story behind
Leonard,
I,
Leonard
I, and
Skinner.
I should know it. I should know why it's that. Like, it's there's a man. There's like
I'm
people driving.
Figure, I'm trying to figure
no,
out.
No, there's
Skinner.
People driving right now going, Braden, you dummy, you don't remember this.
Who's Skinner? Do they have a mullet and a curly mullet like Hall & Oates? Because if they don't have a curly mullet, I don't want to see them. Because if you're going to be a two-man band, you need to have a curly mullet.
I got the answer.
I was going to say, there's. I don't know why it's escaping me, because I know they were named something earlier. Like, they had a different name. They were called, like, the Backyard Band or something. Like, they were called something differently, and then they changed the name. But it's named after something. It's named after, like, a manager or something.
Yeah, it's Marquise named after a gym teacher and nemesis named
gym
Leonard
teacher.
Skinner.
That's what it was.
So it's kind of like... The
Leonard Skinner is a person,
it's
but he's not
like
the band.
It's kind of like the Beavis and Butthead thing.
What?
Like, you know, Beavis and Butthead, they hate the one guy. is it the gym teacher or the...
They don't like Hank Hill,
right? It's the teacher. It's the teacher. I do remember. It's the big guy with glasses. And
yeah.
The guy who screams, kick me in the jimmy?
Yeah.
Kick me in the jimmy.
Leonard Skinner.
I am the great cornholio.
Leonard
right.
Skinner. Is
oh,
the guy
Leonard Skinner.
That's the guy they beefing with.
Some of the royalties since they took his name?
No. I think they changed it. I think they tweaked the spelling of it or something. It was named after a person, but Leonard Skinner is not a person. It is a band, Derek. It's a collection of dudes, some of which are no longer with us.
But it's only two dudes, right?
Well, no, it was larger than that, and they died in a tragic, I think that's the plane accident, the plane crash. So.
That's not good.
Yeah, man, come on. Get up on your Southern rock history.
Now you're making me feel bad because I'm saying Leonard Skinner. And I don't know who Leonard Skinner is. I don't know why.
I mean, you should know who Leonard Skinner is.
No, I know who Hall & Oates is. They're not cooler
they're
than
in
Hall &
the
Oates. They're not cooler than Hall & Oates, so know who they are.
I think Leonard Skinner is overplayed, but you can't, like they are equally as popular, if not far more popular than Hall & Oates.
No.
Sweet Home Alabama, D-Mace, come on.
Dude, Freebird, come on. Like, I don't even want to listen to those songs anymore. I've heard them so many times. Like, I like the other stuff. I like the deeper cuts.
Oh, son, I can't go for that. No,
and I'm just going to say, what, am I supposed to start singing now? Leonard's like, ooh, that smell. Like, we just
no, ain't there's nothing bigger than that song.
All right, whatever, dude. Shut up. Stick to sports when we come back.
Somebody, hey, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Man, hell,
The Deep South's oldest rivalry is not Georgia versus Auburn. It is Derek Mason's vocal cords versus Whitney Houston's song. That's the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Because you've been battling that stuff for 25 years, Derek.
Absolutely. And you know what else we've been doing for a very long time? We've been doing Stick to Sports. Hit it, Munson.
the world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
Basically.
And stick to sports. And now, on Morning Drive.
Well, Derek. Well, yes, Derek. Stick to Sports is brought to you by who? Well, the good folks at Decorating Den Interiors. Stick with the pros at Decorating Den. When you're ready to decorate your home, office, or outdoor spaces, request a complimentary appointment, which is free online at decoratingden.com. Well, thank you,
you're
Derek.
Such a weirdo. It's not weird Willie. It's weird Derek.
Number it's on one. You,
oh, man. I love this show so far today. All right, so obviously I have a problem because according to you guys, I don't eat the healthiest food in the world. But sometimes
you don't.
I can't help it. Mm. You know, some food is just too good to pass by. And one of my favorites that's probably the more likely one that's not healthy for me is fried chicken.
Okay.
Fried chicken is delicious.
I know it is, but it's not good for you.
No, it's going to kill you.
Yeah, but it is. But guess what? I'm not going to stop eating it because it's so good.
That sounds like a you problem.
And there's an 11-year-old who agrees with me because they opened a Chick-fil-A in New York, and this little kid who was lined up waiting to get his year supply of Chick-fil-A for being in line, and he loves him some fried chicken.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken too, kid.
I like his accent. I love his accent.
That kid is like 78.
Oh, my goodness.
He's about probably what, like 10, 12 years old maybe?
Yeah, he's 11.
11 years old?
He says, I like fried chicken.
I just
That's all that matters.
I love his accent.
I like fried chicken.
Is good. I mean, it's fried chicken.
It's fried chicken. What else do you want me to say about it?
I mean, he's right on all counts. Now, when I think of Chick-fil-A, though, I don't think of fried chicken.
Me either. I don't think of battered
I think
chicken.
Of grilled chicken.
Grilled? It's not fried, I don't think.
Right. I think of fried chicken. I think of churches. I think of KFC.
Popeyes.
I think of, yeah, like I don't think of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Okay, so how soon is this kid going to get an endorsement deal from one of these chicken places? Because this video went viral. Like,
And I don't mean to be mean, but it looks like he eats a lot of fried chicken. I'm just saying.
Well, he's going to get an endorsement ASAP.
It's hard to have a second chin at 11 years old. Okay? It's hard.
Well, he's going to get an endorsement.
Yeah, and he should.
And he should.
He's a great spokesman. He's to the
exactly.
point. Direct.
Yeah. There's no,
Let's hear it again, Munson.
Well, I'm here in the freezing cold getting free chicken sandwiches because the food tastes great. I mean, it's chicken. It's fried chicken. I like fried chicken.
It really sounded, the beginning part of it sounded like he was like late for an important business meeting. Like,
you know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like Nick Saban.
Does.
Nick Saban's just going to be like, we scored more points, guys. What do you want me to say? It's a win. Scored more points.
No, okay.
What do you want me to say?
Who do you? What parent has their kid out that early to wait in freezing cold to get a fried chicken sandwich? A year
for
supply
free.
For free,
which is not healthy chicken. For an 11-year-old.
It's grilled chicken. It's not fried chicken.
I mean, it's a chicken sandwich.
So, do they get a coupon for free?
Yeah, you get
chicken every time. How many times can you?
No,
go?
No, it's. I think it's the first. I don't know, Marquise, if you have the information, but I want to say it's like the first X number of people in line at that location, which is why they're all lined up in the freezing cold looking for chicken sandwiches. They get a whole year supply for free.
Yeah, first 100 gets a free supply of chicken sandwiches.
Now, right. Do we know? Do we have confirmation if he was one of the top first 100?
I don't have confirmation on that, but
we need a follow up.
If you
can, we send Munson on assignment.
Yeah, Munson, you're on assignment today,
and you get to eat the food, Munson.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, obviously.
Hey, Munson, would you have been one of those guys?
Yeah, hell yeah, I would have been first in line.
Do you acknowledge?
I use those on dates.
Do you acknowledge that at some point in your life you will have to eat healthier food if you want to have a standard of living? Like, do you acknowledge that that's a thing in the future that you're going to have to deal with?
I realize I'm going to die soon, so.
You gotta get radio butt, man.
Yeah.
So you gotta cut back. Okay. Yeah.
Just be careful, man. We're worried about
it. I can't wait to see this commercial. Popeye's chicken.
I like fried chicken.
I like fried chicken. I like chicken sandwiches. I just love the way his accent, when he's talking about it.
I like chicken sandwiches because I do.
I like fried chicken because it's chicken. Duh.
What else you got for us, Munson?
Number two.
All right. So now this is, I don't know if this is a smart move by this guy. It definitely isn't because you know there's cameras everywhere, right? We live in a world that there's cameras literally everywhere that you go to.
We're looking at two or three of them right now.
Yeah, I got three laptops staring right at me.
Exactly. So, I guess if you want to call him an independent contractor, he was working for an insurance company, and he went into the break room, threw some ice on the ground, and pretended to slip on the floor as the surveillance footage watched him do it.
Oh, that's funny.
And he tried to basically get a claim off of this.
Insurance fraud.
And now he's in third-degree insurance fraud and theft by deception because of it. So kudos to that guy for throwing ice. And there's a camera right in front of the break room. And
I guess what I'm trying to realize is that do you still get paid for like slip and falls like that?
Oh, there's workman's comp for sure. If it's honest,
yeah.
Not if you do it on purpose.
Yeah. So when did he decide that, okay, I'm going to throw ice on the floor and I'm going to fall? And I'm going to hurt myself. Do you actually fall or do you do a
three-piece
he doesn't. Fall?
No, so he, and I'm going to send you guys a video.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't, he falls gracefully, like slowly.
Yeah.
Like he's not like he's going to, you know, injure
himself.
Yeah,
if you're going to do, if you're going to fake it and you have to actually injure yourself. But number one, if you're planning this, which clearly he wasn't, you would do it in a blind spot.
Exactly.
Not that I'm trying to teach people how to commit insurance fraud, but you would find the blind spot in your building where there's no camera view, and then you do it, and then you have to honestly really hurt yourself hard enough to actually file for workman's comp, and then, I don't know.
But can you do that? Like, can you?
Have you ever watched Jackass, the show?
Set it up and then, like, hurt your, like, they've been doing it for years. Like, someone that hasn't, like, this is not their standard.
Johnny Knoxville could do it. Yeah.
Like, throw some ice down. And just fall, and it would be like a three-piece fall to me. Like
this,
slip, hit your knee, fall on your butt, and then fall on your back.
This goes to the question I asked Joe Rexroad yesterday: is all of America dumber than we think, or smarter than we think? And I still don't know the answer.
Yeah, me either. Because that's a dumb move.
I mean, it's a savvy criminal like idea, but like just such a dumb, terrible execution.
There are smarter criminals out there.
Yeah.
You know what he probably sounded like? Because you know he had to call for somebody from help. You know what it sounded like?
Oh, I'm hurt. Oh, my neck. My back. My neck and my back. Oh, I want $150,000. But we can get out of court right now for $20.
Oh, man. Oh,
so good. So good. You got anything else for us, Munson? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I do, actually. Okay, so... Now, I'm not a big component of decorating for Christmas this early. I usually wait until after, you know, Black Friday to do that. But a Texas family was ordered to take down their Christmas decorations, including an inflatable snowman, because the home association for the neighborhood told them that it was too early to put up displays in front of their house.
So when did they what?
God bless that
when
HOA.
When did they put it up? Like, I know it's no. Did they put it up early November, October?
Well, so it says.
When did they put it up?
So it says the file was November 4th, and it was 3 days after the family. So I guess November 1st is when they put the decorations up.
What's the rule from the HOA? What's the date that the HOA says you're allowed to decorate?
It doesn't
say. Do we know?
Yeah, it doesn't say.
That's what I want to know.
Exactly. When can you start putting up decorations?
But I paid for this house. Should it matter?
You're in the HOA,
but you're
dude.
In the HOA, man. As much as you hate it.
I ain't got no HOA in my house. I can put up whatever I want.
Some people will not move in subdivisions because they have HOAs.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
God bless the HOA. I think there should be a rule, a federal rule by the United States government that says you can't decorate your house prior to Thanksgiving.
Real quick, why hasn't there been, and this idea, I'm going to float this idea out here, and
maybe
somebody's listening in Hollywood and they take this. Why hasn't Will Ferrell started a movie about this yet? Of like where he works for a home association.
Oh,
that's an
goodness.
Interesting. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, you're right,
Marquise. Keep that one on ice, man.
Yes, please.
Well, it's on air.
Whenever
now,
you meet a big time Hollywood executive producer, pitch him on that one.
HOAs.
Will Ferrell, HOA boss. Will Ferrell's running around the house trying to get him to do stuff.
Yeah, like, Will Ferrell has an HOA boss.
That'd be good, dude. That'd be good. You're right.
He's got a bunch of Will Ferrell movies.
I got to give it to you. That's a good idea. I would watch that movie.
But who would want to put up decorations that early, though?
Too many people. Too many people. So much so that it's an epidemic in this country. Yeah, it's an epidemic, and it needs to be solved.
I can see
prison time.
I can see if it's mid-November, mid to late November, or right after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday. It's fine.
But like. As soon, like November 1st, nothing's happening.
So basically, and you got to think about this, because if this is a family that has a big inflatable snowman and a Santa Claus outside, obviously they take decorations very seriously. So that means they probably decorated for Halloween. So that means they had to take down their Halloween stuff to put up their Christmas stuff.
The people across the street from us who have, like, I would say an entire garage full of Halloween decorations in their front yard, like, bodies hanging from trees and giant spiders and like so much cool stuff. It is all packed away and gone and crystal clean the day after Halloween. I don't know how they do it.
Fast.
I don't know how they get 47 things put back.
They have
spiders all over their house.
They got a system, man.
And you're right. I've seen it now 2 years in a row now that we've lived there. And it just, they take it all down and it's put back away and boom, it's done. It was never there. It's like Kaiser Soze. And like that,
he was never
it's
there.
Gone. All right, like that, the first 3 hours are gone. Hour number four, we'll be right back right here. What happened last night in Thursday Night Football? An assault happened. We'll get to that right here on Morning Drive.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.